Now we come to the state of Bitrage. I try to speak slowly so the stuttering doesn't kill us. Let's talk about Chronicles. That's our basic history book. We had a great hackathon at Belgrade last year with Parasite. Thank you very much. And then I won't read out everything because it's too long and ADC wants to have this presentation. But like we now have suckless.org, which is a nice meme and people use it. We have the GCGI, which is a GCGI C library for writing REST services. Then we had the first GPU powered REST service, which was created by Aethos last year. Very good, thank you very much. Then we have the Gopher extension protocol. We have many releases, as you will see, of SV and GeoMIDI. We have a manifesto generator. Then we have our own band since last year. It's called Broad Bread and Pain. They are located in Wageningen in the Netherlands. Then Bitrage was at various conferences to represent us. We are now in GiveMeme. GiveMeme is a contra organization to people who want to censor the internet. We want more memes on the internet. Then there were various gangbang parties. We had much fun. We, as you see, Bitrage.org has over 50 constant connected users, which is the Nestle DE and monitored. Very good. We have a homeless project. You can try it out in case you're missing your home. You can always download a new /home directory. Then there is the Slicer movement against cheese cruelty. This is a movement against the cruelty against cheese in America. You can check it out on the Bitrage Gopher Hall. And we were at ATCP Prague with people of DarkFi. You will see more in the next years coming when they create a new environment of distributed CryptoCoin stuff. Then Gopher Times Opus came out, and this is what we will talk today to have a new opus. Then there's the Billion Gopher Project. We have more Gopher holes now than the web has. That's because it's a whole subnet of IP version 6 full of randomly generated Gopher holes. Sadly, INJ hasn't indexed it yet with his query. Then we have the Blue Gopher Premium Program for like the old Twitter or now X Gopher Premium Program, but it doesn't cost you anything. Then there were many GeoMIDI releases. We had our first multiplayer coding gangbang where we got the bullet ball game on Bitrage Online. It's a very nice game. It's a one-liner. Yeah, it's really on one line you play it against yourself, like the bullet ball, you know, from the YouTube videos. We have the Bitrage Organigram. You can also see it in the Gopher Hall, which always shows you a huge tree of all my titles. As you can see on the news, you always have me and there's some title. It's a really huge organigram. Then we have the Cat Abuse Anonymous organization. It's against people who use Cat when there's an Unix application which does allow a file argument. Yes, you can go there and anonymously talk about your pain you had by doing that. Then we have now support for captures in Cloudflare. In case you go on bitrage.org, randomly you will get a capture or a Cloudflare. My recommendation is that you always say you're a robot because this gets you easier on bitrage.org. No one believes you that you're a human on the internet. Then we have our ad cloud, which was extended with quiz mode, guestbook, and the Telegram service. Yeah, the Telegram service is really good. It's anonymous and encrypted. You can really use it for anything serious, because only you know the password for decrypting, and you can give it to someone else. It's like a real Telegram. Then we have the Bitrage Firebox service, because people don't like fireworks because of environmental issues. Now you can have it for free online, of course over SSH. Then more gangbangs. Bitflix is now online. That's our competitor to Netflix, using Bitrage TV. Just go there and it will help you to find your newest recommended meme TV channel. will damage it. We had one chest fight on IRC now with Jira menu. Maybe we can repeat this. It was very fun. Then we have marquee support on Gopher now. Yes, it will tell you marquee. And this is Chinese New Year's we celebrated, but this is something bigger because there are many days now on which Anna will notify you about. Like there's an ad day, there's an R 2-3 day, there's the Gopher day. It's always the number of the day of the year, like 232 or 0 or hex ED or day 70. Anna has, she will surprise you in the morning. Then we were at Fast Time, which was very fun. Then we have the Bitbash telemetry service. Look at GeoMedia sources. You can do telemetry. Of course, it doesn't log anything, but everyone does telemetry out there, so we have to do it too. Then Memcache got some really nice pointer support. Then I will show you on the channel. There are deep pointers, there are many pointers. Everything's now there, like nuts. Aethos already likes the pointers. So we have deep pointers, reverse pointers, as you can see in the examples on the channel. There's also Groundhog Day. This is day 70. Then menu releases again. We have donkey meter of bandwidth measurements. This is like the wind meter, you know, somewhere with depending on which wind comes in, the donkey tail moves. But here our donkey tail will move according to the bandwidth used on Bitrush. Then this is the thaumaturgy center on Bitrush. This is a site where when you go there you will randomly get some nice bit operation example and see what you can't do in other programming language, which shows you the beauty of C. Then we have the library of Babel. That's some art project by some artist who has random stuff in this Babel library, but you can access it now. Random, but it's nice. It's like big structure with random stuff, random content. It's in. They try to find. Actually, the art is that they try to find in because they say when we use all possibilities of in Babel, somewhere we will find the literature that humans produced. It's like randomly selecting bits in a file and trying to find texts in it. But nothing was found there yet, but we have access to it. And there's the Gopher Pearl project, which we'll use tomorrow. This is a cache of the whole Gopher space from 2007. Many of the servers back then are offline now, but we have the archive online and can use it and try to find pearls tomorrow. Then we have over 50k memes in the man cache, but the statistics will come soon. And then we have the first bar on Gopher space. It's the progress bar. And of course, people opened the second bar on the same day. It was the space bar. Of course, more bars can be easily opened on Bitrush. So, in case you don't like the drinks at the first bar, go to the second one. Then we have the Wikipedia guessing game on Bitrush. If you go to a Bitrush wiki game on IRC, there are the commands. This is a guessing game where you get parts of the Wikipedia article, but with stuff blurred out. But it's blurred out. And then you have to type in the guess, and it will show you how many percent of the guess is right. It's really fun for the evening. So Aethos is asking what the gangban is. Gangban is a Bitrush Area Network LAN party where we play games. Neat and right bracket, skip ahead when he's boring. Okay. And then we have the Absurd OS launches on Bitrush. Absurd OS is that's a counter movement to some Google OSS thing where they tried to be good people. We used this tech hype me command to create new project ideas. Then SFID was released. We have an ASCII graphing calculator on the game room in case you miss yours at school. And there's a Bitwise dating service. In case something gets out of date, there you will find the current GMT date and can get up to date easily. Groovy is asking, can you give a little detail on how the chess file was realized, especially software-wise? Groovy is, we actually used the chess. Someone on IRC, and I know they use the video conferencing system to coordinate stuff, and then people in a second browser window use the chess to play against each other. And GRMU organized the league. If I was asking, I have a hacking suggestion for VR, can someone like Reddit's R plays, but in Gopher obviously. Pato is saying, please play at ASCII Town. Awesome, yeah, there's already that one. Yes, the chest was used. Okay, then we have the Bitwise Political Movement Generator. Yes, in case you need the political movement, I don't know where you're aligned, just go there and get one. Then there was a big meeting in Vitry with Joshua, you will see why. Because we're talking about Bitwise hardware, but this is something we would talk not on this conference about. Then we have, do I have the internet service at Bitwise Online? It will tell you if you have internet or not, if you can connect. Now, Zeros, we have a new Bitwise member, and ADC became council member. We will talk about that at the member statistics page. Then we have a Dreadlock energy service. As it can easily see, it's a locking service on the internet. So in case you have two applications which require one lock, just connect there, lock the get the lock, and it will be released once. I don't know what to use it for, but it's there. It's easy to implement. I just did it. Then we have Bitwise comment chat now. Just go on the /IRC gopher hole selector on Bitwise, and there you have the comic chat on of Bitwise EN, which is always anonymized shown there. It's even better than Microsoft comic chat, and it's using pure open source stuff. It's easy, was really easy to do. Then you have Germany test project. This is needed because we will getting changes on Germany now, where I will talk about that on Friday. The whole handling of selectors and file paths is not so easy, and you can easily get one slash lost. And the Germany tests helps us to keep all stuff working as it's intended to be. Then we have a Deodorant project at Bitwise. Check it out on Git. It's bitwise.org/deodorant. It's an easy tool to make stuff not suck. We have new games at the game room. One is typing. Yes, you can even do it multiplayer because it has some network mode. So people could run another one on Bitwise, and then can type against each other. Then in ManWatch there is a hidden game, and you can now play it on a Bitwise because most distributions compile it out. And ASCII jump. So it's still winter here, but you can do ski jumping on Bitwise if you like to. SAC, there was a new SAC release, Perfect Wing. We have the new radio system, which has some bugs, but I will fix it. And the Bitwise con begins. So thank you very much for the first part. Now we come to the member statistics. We have a new member, Zeros. Welcome. And we have a new council member. That's ADC. Welcome. So, can I go for long? It's growing really fast now. Actually, I worked on my Q for it, but I'm trying to add some more links. I optimize the way how you enter new entries. See, 20-75% growth. Please go there again. You'll see there are many more categories, much more content, and that's also what the Go for Pearls project is for, to find more links and easily link there. So here's Anna. Actually, this year there won't be an Anna talk, but there's so many changes to Anna. You will have seen them all over the weeks when I added a new feature like this one. When you say Anna, I love you, she will blush at you. Yeah, she's even more intelligent than any other OpenAI. Here are the meme stats. As you can see, there's a big growth. We will reach 20K, maybe to the end of the year, or that depends on what we find, how many memes we find. But the growth is nearly constant. I mean, the namespace is getting taken up, so it's not easy to add new memes. Here are the statistics. You can watch 555.5 hours of movies. Just go by going through the whole meme cache. The average movie length, and when you want to see all the images, it's half a day. That's the meme count. So, zero is a vote to be a Bitrate member. Three is to contributions. That's also an invitation of people who want to become a Bitrate member. Just contribute, send in patches. This is the way how you to go. Then sin or stateless. He was too inactive on the council, so the council decided that we need a new member for the council, so we can keep Bitrate running, or because we're the inner cell. And ADC has a personal integrity. He contributes so much to Bitrate. We had to take him, and he accepted it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. He's already contributing even more with a talk. And the GZGI was voted as an Bitrate project, and all problems have been resolved without any fights. Perfect. Our democracy is working. So, Bitrate Radio, this is what actually had some bug when we began, but actually it's really easy, the new system. As you can see, you just go to a directory, then you run this t daemon, t because of the command t, and the daemon will do this for many connections, many inputs and many outputs. So everything comes from inputs gets to all outputs. You can clone it, and this is how you easily connect to it using Silcat on Unix sockets. And this, of course, allows even more flexibility. You can even connect two TD instances with Silcat easily. Yeah, gives it me. So, any questions? Because then, if not, we will come to ADC being in his talk. Yeah, there's much happening in Bitrate, but we will. I'm not able to talk about everything. This will take us 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. No questions? Perfect. No questions.